3, 2, 1.
Got a blast!
Refreshing swim!
Oh, Winifred, you're like some sun-baked, spray-drenched goddess. Yeah.
I feel like I'm 58 again.
Winnie? Where are you? Winnie!
Carl, will you stop screaming? The town meeting hasn't even started yet.
Sorry, Jimmy, but the very idea of a lake monster fills me with terror.
But, Carl, lake monsters are part of the glorious dance of life.
Guys, there is no lake monster. This meeting's probably been called to dispel the rumors.
My good friends, as mayor of Retroville, I refuse to let some hideous, moss-sucking lake monster destroy our tourist industry. That's why I've commissioned local videographers Cindy Vortex and Libby Fulfax to present evidence at these hearings. Ladies?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Lights!
6 months ago, giant reptilian footprints began appearing along the shores of Lake Retroville.
Since then, dozens of eyewitnesses, including the recently rescued Miss Fowl and Sam, have reported encounters with a mysterious underwater behemoth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Lake Monster.
Well, you've got to be kidding. That's no lake monster. It looks more like a log or a big sturgeon.
I say it's a lake monster.
And I say your brain's as fuzzy as your photographs. Mr. Mayor, this lake monster is nothing more than an anecdotal confabulation.
That sounds serious. Fellow Retrovillians, I am offering all the money in our monster capturing fund. That is a whopping $73.86 to anyone who could trap this beast.
$73.86? I could buy a new cyclotron with that. Mr. Mayor, what if I can prove that the lake monster doesn't exist?
Well, I could transfer the money to the Prove the Monster Doesn't Exist Fund.
Done! Carl, Sheen, to the lake! You gonna keep doing that?
I'm sorry, Jim. I just have some bad associations with this lake.
Everyone has something they're afraid of, Carl. For me, it's the crawl space under Grandma's house. For you, it's a stupid lake!
What happened here, Carl?
Well, 2 years ago, I came here with my pet turtle, Snappy. He was my best friend, but I was allergic to him. So I had to release him right here on this beach. And ever since, the lake has filled me with feelings of nausea, blind terror, and then more nausea.
Well, don't worry, Carl. This won't take long. A few quick scans of the lake is all I'll need to prove that this lake monster is a big fraud.
Fraud be it, Chief!
Lake pirate! No, no, Carl, this is Captain Betty. I chartered his boat so he can take us out looking for the creature.
I seen the monster with me own eyes. 50 feet it was from peak to tail. Eyes black as pitch, like a doll's eyes.
They prefer to be called action figures.
So you're claiming that you've actually seen the monster?
Aye, Chief. And he give me this as a souvenir.
Ah!
Wow! Hey, Jimmy, can we get prosthetic limbs after the monster attacks us?
Guys, there is no monster! And even if we do find something, I've got more than enough equipment to deal with
it. Gadgets go in the water. You go in with the gadgets. Monster in the water? Our monster.
Wait, who goes in the water?
You do.
Why does the monster go in with the gadgets?
No, the monster goes in with the water.
Our monster?
Arr, enough with your flibbertigibber. We'd best get all this fancy gear on board, me boat. Speaking sergeant, with the stinking garden foot.
Captain Betty's cool. He's like the scurvy, lice-ridden uncle I never had.
Well, guys, are you ready to hit the lake?
Ready.
Sonar scan of grid 797 completed. Still no monster.
Rabbit goes in the hole, does a backflip, comes out of the hole, starts hacking up phlegm, runs around a tree, passes out.
I did it, Captain Betty. I tied my very first double-hitch joint stem bowline.
Oh, nicely done, laddie buck. I like the cut of your jib. That is why I made you this.
Wow, a genuine scrimshaw pea shooter. Awesome!
Notice how the turtle bone shaved wafer thin.
I love you, Captain Betty.
Grid 798 complete. Another pass or two and I think we're done here. Are you out of your mind?
Listen, you fancy-talking little McGuppy. You're wasting Captain Betty's time with this junk.
Say, Captain, I've been wondering. Why did I call you Betty?
Thereby hangs a tale. I was on my maiden voyage, I was. Harvested sea monkeys for a local mail order company. We took a hit to port. I staggered to my feet and was greeted by a maw the size of Hoboken. The monster cracked open the cargo bin. Our hard-won monkeys went spilling down into its hideous gullet. Have you ever heard a sea monkey scream, Chief? It is a high-pitched, almost annoying kind of sound. So, Chief, 970 sea monkeys go into the water. None come out. June 3rd, 1999. And that's why they call me Betty.
Okay, I think I missed something.
What's your problem? He couldn't have been more clearer.
I'll tell you what's clear. You're a loony old boat jockey with salt on the brain. And I'll tell you what else. This voyage is over unless someone can explain in the next 10 seconds how a giant reptilian monster could possibly exist in a man-made freshwater ecosystem.
Yahoy, Jimbo!
Dad?
Hi there, sport. Just dumping some of the runoff from your lab.
But, Dad, that's highly contaminated chemical sludge. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, last few years or so.
Yeah.
Well, gotta get rolling. Bye-bye now.
This could be very bad.
Jimmy, I think we're gonna need a bigger boat.
Jimmy, that was my turtle! That was Snappy!
No, the contaminants from my lab must have mutated him. Snappy is the lake monster! It's working! Once we get Snappy encased in ice, I'll feed him this demutation pellet!
Oh, It won't hurt him, will it?
Not at all, Carl. In fact, it should return him to normal. But he should have been trapped inside the ice. What happened?
Are you okay, Jimmy?
Yeah, but where's Shane? Shane!
Don't worry, mateys. I survived by breathing through me pea shooter.
Pea shooter? That's it. With a clean shot, we might be able to get this demutation pellet down Snappy's throat.
I'll do it, Jimmy. Snappy's my turtle. If anyone's gonna demutate him, it ought to be me.
He's gonna rob us! Hurry, Carl!
Here, Snappy. Nice boy. Smile, you son of a sea turtle.
You did it, Carl. You demutated Snappy.
Snappy!
Nicely done, Chiefy.
Captain Betty, you're alive.
Hi. The beast spewed me out of its belly at the last minute.
Well, Captain, guess you were right about the lake monster. Sorry we wrecked your boat.
Don't you worry, Chief. A few hours of paddling will get us safely to shore.
How about a lusty paddling tune, Captain?
Farewell and adieu, all ye cankered young ladies.
Farewell and adieu, though my song is quite lame. For we've received orders to sail to Pacoima, and then nevermore will we eat cheese again.